Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. In this week's iTunes review, we want to give a very special thank you to Kaz Yusina, Ora Janelle, LTDEB, and R Money. Thank you so much for taking the time to write your review. I also want to take a moment and give a great big thanks to Michelle and Mary. Thank you so much for supporting this ministry through your donations. You are making a difference in helping children all over the world to hear the gospel. Thank you, thank you. If you have been enjoying this podcast, would you please consider joining them in supporting this ministry? Every single dollar helps greatly. You can go to our website at kbspodcast.com or simply click the link in the episode notes. Thank you again. Today is our last story in our series on Ruth. Last week, we left off with Ruth awaiting to be married. She doesn't know if it'll be Boaz, the man who has been so kind to her and who loves her, or the mystery relative. If you missed last week's story, make sure to go back and listen so you know how we got to this place. We pick up our story with Boaz being a godly man and following the rules before he asks Ruth to marry him. Let's begin our story here. Boaz went to the city gate. He sat there and sat there, waiting until the close relative he had mentioned passed by. Boaz called to him,
"Friend, come here. Sit down."
So the man came over and sat down. Boaz gathered 10 of the old men who were leaders of the city. He told them,
"Sit down here."
So they sat down. Then Boaz spoke to the close relative. He said,
"Naomi has come back from the country of Moab. She wants to sell this piece of land that belongs to our relative Elimelech. So I thought I should bring this to your attention. If you want to buy back the land and redeem it, then buy it. Buy it in front of the people who live there, and in front of the elders and my people. If you don't want to buy it, then tell me. I am the only person after you who can buy back the land. So if you don't buy it, I will."
And the close relative said,
"Oh, well, I will buy back the land. I will redeem it and save it."
Then Boaz said to him,
"Well, when you buy the land from Naomi, you must also marry Ruth, the wife of the man who passed away. She is the woman from Moab. That way the land will stay with her family."
The close relative answered,
"Then I cannot buy back the land. If I did, I might lose what I can pass on to my very own sons. I cannot buy the land back, so buy it yourself."
Now, long ago in Israel, when people traded or bought back something, one person took off his sandal and gave it to the other person. This was their proof of purchase, showing the sale was final, kind of like a receipt. Can you imagine that? I know it seems funny to us. Just picture your mom or dad selling their house or their car, and as soon as it's sold, they reach down to their foot, take off their shoe, and give the shoe to the person who bought it. That seems kind of silly to us, but that's what they did back then. Okay, let's continue our story. So the close relative said,
"Buy the land yourself."
And then he reached down, unstrapped his sandal, and took it off. Then Boaz spoke to the elders and to all the people gathered around. He said,
You are witnesses today of what I am buying from Naomi. I am buying everything that belonged to Elimelech and Kilion and Malone. I am also taking Ruth as my wife. She is the Moabite who was the wife of Malone, and I'm doing this so her past husband's property will stay with his family. This way, his name will not be separated and disappear from his family and land. You are all witnesses this day.
So all the people and elders who were at the city gate said,
"We are witnesses. This woman will be coming into your home. We hope the Lord will make her like Rachel and Leah. They had many children, so the people of Israel grew and grew in number. May you become powerful in the district of Ephrathah. May you become famous in Bethlehem. Tamar gave birth to Judah's son Perez. In the same way, may the Lord give you many children through Ruth, and may your family be great like his."
So Boaz took Ruth and married her. The Lord let her become pregnant, and she gave birth to a son. The women told Naomi, "Praise the Lord who gave you this grandson, and may he become famous in Israel. He will give you a new life, and he will take care of you in old age. This happened because of your daughter-in-law, Ruth. Oh, she loves you, and she is better for you than seven sons. She has given birth to your grandson." Then Naomi took the little boy, held him in her arms, and cared for him. The neighbors gave the boy his name. These women said, "Naomi has a son." And they named him Obed. Obed was Jesse's father, and Jesse was the father of David. Then our story goes on to list all of the names of the family members after Ruth and Boaz had Obed. Kind of like a big family tree. Do you know what is so special about this? Later in our Bible, in Matthew chapter 1, the big family list continues. You will find the names of Boaz and Ruth, their child Obed, and then years later, someone very special is born in this family line. I'll give you a hint. His birthday is why we celebrate Christmas. Do you know who it is?
Jesus!
That's right, Jesus himself. Can you imagine being related to Jesus? When the townspeople in our story told Boaz and Ruth they hoped they would be famous in Bethlehem and Israel, well, I think that their hopes came true. There is no one greater than Jesus. Well, that's it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just learned. Today was our last piece in our puzzle. Now that all of the little pieces came together, we can see this beautiful picture and how the story ends. Our very first story on Ruth was our first puzzle piece. Was that a happy beginning or sad? That's right, sad. Ruth and Naomi were left alone and had no food. Ruth began to trust God, and she did what she could do to help her and Naomi. God was working in the details even when Ruth couldn't see it. Remember, it's not always as it seems. After today's story, would you say it is a happy ending?
Yes.
Yes, it sure is. And when we look at the even bigger story, the bigger picture, it's even better. From Ruth and Boaz's family, there is born the most important person ever. What's his name again? That's right, Jesus. Whoa, did you see that coming when we started our story? I didn't. So I have a question for you. Can anyone be used by God? Yes, they can. Just remember our story. All sorts of people. Old, young, rich, poor, people from different areas, he can use anyone. Can he use you? Yes, of course. So remember, God is always at work in our lives, just like he was in Ruth's. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, bye for now.